Hey everybody, welcome to another Question of the Day podcast. So this was an experimental style of podcast that I played around with several months ago and that I'm going to be bringing back just because, to be completely honest, the reason I've stopped doing it was down to the having to get the final draft of the latest book, which I'm hoping will be out before the end of the year. Rewire Your Mindset is the working title at the minute, and I had to kind of prioritize getting that done. So I haven't been able to do the Question of the Day podcast. And this is a question that came in off the back of recording Monday's podcast episode that cut off on me early on Instagram. So I had issues with my phone last week and I couldn't get an upload on this story, so I said I'd add it to a Question of the Day podcast because I know there's a lot of people who struggle with something very, very similar. And the question is, does your calorie deficit include or exclude exercise? I'm confused about it with TDEE, which is total daily energy expenditure. So I'm going to break this down into hopefully the simplest form so that it makes sense. The short answer is your calorie deficit includes exercise. So you can get into a deficit with training, you can get into a deficit with diet, or you can get into a calorie deficit with both. So for anyone unfamiliar with calorie deficit, calorie maintenance, calorie surplus, they're the kind of three measurements of your caloric intake. So the amount of food you eat will either on a daily basis or a weekly basis put you into a calorie maintenance, which is the amount of calories that you need to consume to maintain your same body weight, more or less your same body composition, even though a lot of ways that you include your macronutrients and split your macronutrients, i.e. carb cycling, higher intake of protein, etc., will all have an impact on your body composition. But let's just say for argument's sake, to keep it really simple, that your maintenance calories is 2,000 calories. So if you eat 2,000 calories every single day, you'll maintain your body weight, you'll maintain your shape at that weight. A calorie deficit is when you're eating or consuming less than 2,000 calories a day. A calorie surplus then is if you're eating more than 2,000 calories a day. So in the case of this example, 1,500 calories a day will put you into a deficit, 2,500 calories a day will put you into a surplus. Now, when it comes to your exercise, it doesn't matter how you get that calorie deficit, whether you get it with just your nutrition, i.e. you eat 1,500 calories every day and you don't increase your exercise or even do any exercise, that technically will still put you into a deficit, meaning your body should respond by doing that alone. If you eat at your calorie maintenance, so say you eat 2,000 a day, but you're burning off 500 calories through your exercise, that's also putting you into a deficit. And that's my personal preference. My system that I use with people in my BKF online program, my body composition program, and any program that I run is to keep calories as high as possible while still maintaining a deficit. So for example, if 2,000 calories is your deficit, if you have the option of eating 1,500 calories and doing no exercise, or eating 2,000 calories and following an exercise program that puts you into a 500 calorie deficit, you're going to get a better response that way for several reasons. On top of the body compositional changes of actually doing an exercise program, particularly based around resistance training, i.e. weight training or body weight resistance or TRX or kettlebell, some form of resistance training, you're going to tear more muscle fibers during your workouts. And the more lean muscle tissue you have, the higher your metabolism will be. So there's kind of an argument when people ask what's better for fat loss, cardio or weight training. And the answer is both. What cardio does and elevating your heart rate does, i.e. going for a run or going for a cycle or a swim, you burn more calories during that actual workout while you're doing, you're working in your aerobic zone, while you're doing that cardio. But what weight training does is you burn less calories per hour, but you tear more fibers down, thus elevating your metabolism, so you burn more calories while you rest. So that means if you burn 500 calories on a run, you'll burn 500 calories, but that's all you'll burn during that particular moment in time. If you burn 300 calories in a weight training session, you'll burn those 300 calories plus extra calories for the next 24 to 48 hours as your body tries to repair from that workout. So when you combine the two, you get a better body compositional change because you're hitting it from both sides. You're doing a resistance style training program that's elevating your metabolism and building lean muscle tissue, and you're doing a cardio program that's elevating your heart rate, so you're burning more calories during the actual single session. So my personal preference has always been, when it's an option, to put a resistance style training program mixed with some form of cardio, either at a calorie maintenance or in a calorie deficit, where you're eating, say, 1600 calories or 1700 calories, and then getting another 200 or 300 calories burned through your exercise and training regimen. All of that puts you into a deficit. So the short answer, does your calorie deficit include or exclude exercise? Once you're in that deficit, your training program and your exercise regimen can put you into a deficit. It's at the end of the day, it's a net score. If your maintenance is 2,000 calories, it doesn't matter if you eat 1,500 calories and don't work out at all, or if you eat 2,000 calories and burn 500 during your workout, that's still a net score of 1,500 calories, which is putting you into a deficit. However, of course, the body compositional change will be completely different based on the person that's eating 2,000 calories and getting their deficit by burning and working out and burning 500 calories a day versus the person who's only eating 1,500 calories a day and isn't working out. But in a very, very simplistic term, from a calories in standpoint, calorie out standpoint, it doesn't matter where your deficit comes from. You can get your deficit from diet, you can get your deficit from training, or you can get a deficit from both. If you really want to ramp up progress and get results quickly, you can do it both. So in this circumstance, if your maintenance was 2,000 calories, you might eat 1600 to 1800 calories and have a training program, which means that you're in a good deficit, but your calories are still high enough to keep your energy levels up. And you're, if you're using, which is a personal preference, high nutrient dense foods, i.e. whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean meats, etc., you're going to keep your energy levels up because you're not dropping your calories really, really low with poor nutrient dense foods. That's one of the reasons that when people diet with protein bars and too many supplements, they find it very difficult to sustain it and adhere to it because their energy levels are so low. It's not the problem that they're in a deficit. The problem is that the food that they're eating is nutrient poor, meaning it's not giving you the vitamins and minerals that your body needs, thus leaving you with lower energy levels. People normally attribute that to a calorie deficit, but it's not the calorie deficit in a lot of cases. If you're in a slight deficit, anything less than 500 calories, you shouldn't see this massive drop in energy levels, provided that your nutrition is good and you've got nutrient-dense foods coming in. So if you're struggling with energy levels in a deficit, I would look at your sleep and I would look at your overall nutrition, because that's normally the problem and that's normally the reason why your energy levels have dropped, not because you're eating less calories, not because you're in a calorie deficit. And just to play devil's advocate on that, you can be in a deficit with 1,500 calories if your maintenance is 2,000 and have more energy levels than somebody who's in a surplus with 2,500 calories. If those calories are coming from fast food or coming from chocolate or coming from biscuits, you're probably going to have more energy because you have more nutrient dense foods, even though you're eating less calories, because those foods are nutrient dense, giving you energy. So even though it can be complicated, you can be in a deficit with high energy and you can be in a surplus with low energy. That comes down to your food choices and that comes down to what actual nutrients you're consuming on a daily basis. So try and keep it high vegetables, lean meats, healthy fats, complex carbohydrates, and then kind of play around with that based on whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So for anyone that's confused about calorie deficit, hopefully this explains it a little bit more. And for more on questions and Q&A's, this came from my Instagram 10 question Q&A that I do every Monday to Friday. So if you're not following my Instagram, go check that out, Brian_Keen_fitness. I'll catch you all real soon.